Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm Dave Gibson. In today's show, we're going to do a lot of different things today. We're going to listen to some music. It's somewhat activating today because it's a holiday. And really the essence, I thought that what might be a good intention is to really bring love and peace to our work, because it seems to be the most intense challenge. It's easy sometimes to bring love and peace. I shouldn't say easy. Sometimes it's easy when we're at home or in relationships even, but at work, it seems much more difficult. So that's our intention, is to hold that frequency of love and peace for our work. So before we get started, though, I want to tell you about some things happening at the school. We've got this coming Tuesday, we've got the classes starting at the Institute. We have both the certificate and the associate degree program. Of course, the certificate is the first semester of the associate degree, and that's three nights a week and some weekends. You can check it out at soundhealingcenter.com. And then we also have our online class starting. You can start up next Thursday or next Saturday would be a good time as well. So that's online two nights a week, Tuesday and Thursday nights, and then Saturday mornings. And it's working really well. We've got people from all over the world that we've had online, and we're able to do toning and chanting and all types of sound work online really well. We also have a meetup coming up in, I think it's October 1st, Friday night, October 1st, at the Institute. Also, for the meetup, we're going to be doing different sound journeys with Naya Graham and Scott Lease. Naya does bowls and sing, and Scott plays beautiful Native American flute as well. So, and a lot of percussion as well. And then the weekend of the 17th, we're going to be at Earth Dance up in Laytonville, California, about 3 hours north of San Francisco. We'll have a booth with crystal bowls there. And so if you happen to make it to Earth Dance, come by our booth and you can go on the sound table. We'll have a couple of sound tables running there. And then what else? We also have our sound healing music production course starting on Tuesday Tuesday this week, if you're interested, starting next week, that is. And that's learning how to do music production using Pro Tools and sound healing music production specifically. We also have that class online. If you're interested, give us a call and we can set up a date. 415-777-2486 is our phone number, or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. That's about it. So today, it's about bringing the essence of love and light to our work. You know, there's a couple of different situations at work. First of all, there's people that are actually hired to work at a place, and it may not be the essence of your life. It may not be what you're really meant to do, and you may not really be into the whole essence of what the business is doing. And it's pretty rare that you get a perfect fit when you get hired at a place. So that makes it difficult to really bring 100% of good energy to a business that you're really not 100% behind. You know, the other part is when you're working for somebody, you have much less control. You have hardly any control over who you're going to be working with. So it's really up to the manager or whoever hires you to really make sure there's some synchronicity, and there's actually people that you can get along with, and that rarely happens. So it can be really quite different. But even if you own a business or you have your own business, often it's quite tricky to really bring the energy that you like to it, because you've got a mission. You know, when you're doing your own business, hopefully you're not just into making money, this is the only thing, but you've got a mission to help out in some way, even if it's making a product that people really need. And so often that mission, which is in a way egotistical, because it requires you to really compete with other people. Sometimes it requires you to really just focus on your doing what you can do to best make the company work better, as opposed to, you know, really just doing what is needed for the planet or for others. And so there's really a conflict there that happens. So, you know, the trick is to, I believe, is really to look at your business or your work as a, not as a business. A lot of people say, it's business. You know, that's how it goes. But really as a relationship. And when you look at it as a relationship, now you can look at it from a frequency perspective, because you can look at it as to your frequency and in relation to other frequencies in the business, frequencies of the people and also frequencies of the type of energy you go into when you do the work. So then you can really start bringing in your energetic sound work. If once you learn how to use sound, you can use sound in multiple ways. You can really set an intention first when you go into work. You can also visualize, the octahedron that we visualize around the full room or the building that you're in. You can do energetic work on the place and energetic work with sound, sending sound to people in the business, so you can really, really try and harmonize the whole business. Okay, so those are just some thoughts right now. I hadn't really prepared a whole show on business, but it seemed appropriate because of Labor Day today. The thing that I'd like to do now is play you a song that I've never played that's really quite activating, and it's really powerful. This is a song called Antidepressant, and the song is really powerful because it has binaural beats in it that are in alpha to really activate. It also has high frequencies that are about activating, and it has a lot of odd harmonics, which are more about activation as well. But it's also got a cello in it that brings in the love that I think we all need, especially people that are depressed. So what I did is tried to make it as activating as possible without overdoing it. I want to make people kind of crazy or nervous, yeah, but also bringing in that peace as well. So check this out. It's called Antidepressant, and you can really tune into the energy of raising people who are depressed back into spirit. Thank you. creation. There's another aspect in that song that's really powerful. There's one concept in sound healing that we need all frequencies and all notes. And so three or four times in that song, I actually walk through the entire, all seven notes from bottom to top and then back down. So that's very powerful song. If you know anybody's depressed, you might let them know. Especially because when you listen to it on headphones, it will synchronize your left and right brain with the alpha frequencies that are embedded in that song. Alpha frequencies are very fast. They're like... So it's really a powerful song, especially on headphones. So another song I want to play for you now that's really quite different, really interesting. This is a song that actually has the frequencies in it that have been shown to actually break up cancer. Of course, there's no way I could say that it would actually work, even if you know, even if I had proven it. But these frequencies have been shown by Fabian Mamon to actually break up cancer in 12 minutes. And he actually has electron microscope images of a cancer cell being exploded by these sounds, which is a xylophone, and these actual frequencies. So this is really interesting. You can set your intention, even if you don't know anybody has cancer, you could set your intention that any cancer cells that might be in your system, because I think we all have cancer cells, but our system takes care of them, any cells that might be in your system will be cleared from this. And any predisposition to cancer the rest of your life will be cleared on all levels. Okay, so check this out. This is No More Cancer. you know of anybody that has cancer. I don't really advertise that on my site. I'm a little scared. But if you're interested, send me an email or give me a call, and I can get you the CD. Although, again, we make no claims as to the effectiveness of it. But also, what I did when I made that CD is I set a very high intention that that CD would help for the highest good of whoever receives it. Because, you know, if we take cancer away or cure somebody, really taking away their opportunity to learn the lesson, and you can create bad karma. So it's really about engaging that person's own higher self and spirit. Okay, I want to play one more song. This is a very activating song, and this is Unconditional Love. It's kind of the rock version, although a lot of people don't think of it as rock. It's really, but it does get a little powerful, and it is very activating. But, you know, what's interesting about this song is it is actually the essence of a Fibonacci curve, in that it builds and builds and builds and then breaks down and breaks down and breaks down. And that's the essence of love and the essence of all life, because the Fibonacci curve is in all life. And it's essentially the curve found in the conch shell. So enjoy this song. And what you might do for your intention is set your intention to bring in the energy of unconditional love into your heart to heal whatever you might have going on for you physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually as you listen to this song. again, the trick is to bring unconditional love wherever you can. It's not easy. Not easy. Bring it to your work. Bring it to your own body. Bring it to all your relationships, including that relationship that's the most difficult of all for some, relationship with money. That's the essence. So we'll leave you with this song of unconditional love. And just hold that frequency as long as you can into the evening, into the rest of the weekend and the holiday. Months to come.